I'm Brian Turner with 88.1 MyFM News. Today I'm very happy to be speaking with the Reeve of Beckwith Township and now the newest warden of Lanark County, Richard Kidd. Thank you so much for joining us today, Richard.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Richard, just a few short days ago you were acclaimed, and now for the fourth time you are going to be at the head of a very large horseshoe as warden. Not a position that's new to you, for sure. What's your feelings on being acclaimed?
Well, I do enjoy history, and it's, you know, nobody else has done it four times in 200 years, and so that's something. I chaired my first meeting last night, and it's amazing over the years, even chairing the meeting, there's some changes, and the county is always changing little things, and so it's a different thing, and I'm sure I will learn more this year again. But I do bring that experience, as you say, to the table, and hope it pays off for the county and county council.
There's a lot of responsibility that the county has, and I'm thinking two of the divisions in the county that have probably seen a lot more pressure than anything else have to be Public Works and Infrastructure and Social Services. Public Works primarily because of the absolute outrageous increases in trying to do anything, trying to build a road, trying to repair anything. And how do you feel the county is positioned going forward to, you know, continue facing those challenges?
Well, really and truly, we're in a lot better position than probably when I was warden in 2014. Because over those last 11 years, we've built up our reserves. And the county reserves are a very good place, and we can draw down on those to make these capital projects happen. The other thing with public works, there has been, you know, people think road building and everything, there's no innovations, no new ideas, but there are new ideas that prolong the life of roads and make us get more years out of those big capital investments. So all those things are paying off at this time. The big project, of course, this year is finishing the Pacnam Bridge, which is, you know, it's a capital asset, something for transportation, but also a piece of history. So that'll be very neat to have that job finished when I'm warden, something I'm very keen on and seeing it done.
Another department in the county, just like municipalities across the province, have been seeing increased pressures on is the social services department at the county. And the demand there for the last 5 years, and almost like infrastructure costs, has been rising dramatically. Again, the same question, how is the county positioned to move forward on that file?
The problem with that one is that the province changes the rules every third week, and it's keeping up with the rules, but they also do give us pots of money. But the demand for homelessness and low-income housing is just skyrocketing all the time. And to keep up with that, we've done more in the last 4 years for social housing than we did in my previous 20 years on council. We've taken ownership and built buildings and brought in new things, and we have great staff that be as innovative as possible with the provincial money and our money. So social services, it's a growing, as you say, and it's a huge problem, but I have lots of confidence in our staff, and I think we're trying to keep up with it the best we can.
Now, I know as the head of county council, you're just one voice, but I still have to ask the question, is there a direction, is there a focus that you'd like to see that group of representatives tackle in your one-year term?
Well, I know one thing, we just went through the budget last Friday, and definitely the thing that is growing the fastest is the ambulance, the cost of ambulance. And we have a report, a consultant did, basically tells us over the next 10 years how much capital we're going to have to put in and how much expenses it's going to be if we don't change the way it's going, where the demand for it and everything else. The province has put in a new dispatch system, which codes the calls, and we figured out through that information that we have a lot of transfer calls between hospitals. We have a lot of low incident calls cuts, twisted ankle. And we will be able to take that information, I think. And this year, one of the things I would like to do is make a task committee or force to take a look at how we can make those ambulances so they're there for the people that really need them, and that for heart attacks and for concussions and major things, and try to change how we do business so that we're more efficient and it doesn't cost the taxpayers of Larned County more money in the long run. It's been increasing at like almost 7% per year. It's the highest increase of all our budgets.
And I know the new dispatch triage system hasn't been in place that long, but it seems to already be showing results in reducing response times.
For sure it does. It's too bad we didn't have this 5 years ago, but it's showing a reduction in response times, but it's also giving us lots of information. It's lots of data that we're going to have. It's been about 6 months, but I think by the June of this year, we'll have enough data that we can take a real hard look and see how we can improve the service.
This is a fair question, I think, because this is your fourth time in the chair. See, what is the main role of a county warden?
I truly believe that I think the warden's job is to communicate, make sure that staff's recommendations and thoughts are fully heard and understood by council, and that council's decisions are carried out by staff. That's one of the main things. I think the other thing, it sounds minor, but I think it's making it so it's enjoyable for council to come to a county, that they don't stress every time they come. And that's one of the main things. I do think one of my goals for this is, I've been chair of economic development for the last 3 years, and we have three planning studies, one on population growth, one on aggregate, and one on a toolkit for dealing with planning issues in homelessness and affordable housing. And I'd like to really see those three put into the official plan before the end of this term. And so that's one of my goals, to get that done for sure.
Well, like I said, being this is your fourth time to the chair, you certainly have a toolbox full of information and from experience to draw on that.
Yeah, no, it is one of the benefits of having a little bit of consistency and being there for a while, that you can address those issues better. Now, we have a chair of economic development this year is Jeff Carl from Montague, and I'll be working to make sure that those economic development things happen, but Jeff is the chair and he will be in control of that committee.
Thank you so much for spending the time with us today, Richard. We wish you all the best for this term as County Council Warden.
Thank you so much.